Good morning, everyone. The voting has concluded in Israel, and if you followed election polling, it's a surprise result. But in fact, if you followed recent history in Israel, it's hardly a surprise, an inconclusive result. No one knows really who won. Both main contenders are claiming victory. Tzipi Livni, who leads the centrist Kadima Party, has called on her main opponent, Benjamin Netanyahu of the right-wing Likud Party, to join her in a national unity government. Neither Likud nor Kadima will have enough parliamentary seats to govern alone. So the coalition shenanigans begins. And to talk, first of all, about this result this morning and just procedurally where the Israeli government goes from here is Robin Lustig, BBC host of NewsHour. He's in the Jerusalem BBC Bureau. Robin, thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome, John. Good morning to you.
Let's begin, first of all, with what most Israelis are surprised by as they look at this result.
Well, surprised and not surprised. They knew it was going to be close because that's what the opinion polls told them. They hoped they would have a result. I mean, this is the kind of election you get the results, and as you were saying, you still don't know who won. You've got one seat alone separating the two main parties. The way things stand, there's still a couple of 100,000 more votes to be counted, so it may change. But the way things stand, Kadima have 28 seats in the 120-seat parliament, and Likud have 27. That is just so close. It's a dead heat, and nobody knows whether it's going to be Tzipi Livni or Benjamin Netanyahu who's going to form the next government.
Robin, at the very least, it appears that the recent Gaza war has solidified or at least reversed what appeared to be seriously negative feelings on the part of the Israeli Israeli people towards Kadima in the wake of Ehud Olmert's kind of corruption collapse. The outcome for Tzipi Livni, it appears, would be a reaction to the Gaza war by most Israelis.
That seems to be the case, John. Certainly, that's the way it looks to the commentators here this morning. She also ran a very good campaign. There's quite a lot of evidence that she did particularly well among women voters. I was out at a polling station yesterday morning talking to voters as they went in to vote, and a lot of the women said they were going to vote for Tzipi Livni because they wanted to see a woman as prime minister. The other thing we need to bear in mind, if you look at Israeli politics just as a right-wing bloc of parties and a left-wing bloc of parties, it is the right-wing bloc which have done better. Likud, for example, has more than doubled the number of seats that it has in parliament. So yes, Tzipi Livni and Kadima did well, partly because of the way they were seen to have been strong in Gaza, but the right have done particularly well.
Now, Ariel Sharon, when he won as part of a right-wing coalition years ago, attempted to form a right-wing government and had great difficulty, which is why Kadima came about, that it was much more practical to run Israel from a center-right coalition as opposed to a right-wing coalition. If Likud is given the chance to start a government or to form a government, what are the challenges of fitting the ultra-right wing with Likud in actually making something manageable here?
Well, that is a real tough one because there are so many permutations. You look at the numbers and you add them up in different columns and you come to several different answers. One of the newspapers this morning laid out five different scenarios of the kind of coalition that Likud could put together. What Mr. Netanyahu would like to do, I think, is put together a broad-based center-center-right kind of government. There are quite a lot of people here who think that when all the argy-bargy is over, when all the negotiations are over, you'll have a government in Israel which has Mr. Netanyahu as prime minister, but which includes Kadima in it, with Tzipi Livni serving maybe as foreign minister underneath Bibi Netanyahu.
It would appear that the argy-bargy there is an attempt to keep Israel Beitanu, the party of Avigdor Lieberman, which gained 15 seats and is an ultra-right-wing party, from actually having a role in the government. Describe the result for Israel Beitanu.
Well, it's a good result for Mr. Lieberman. He very much set the agenda during the campaign. He campaigned on a very simple slogan, which was no citizenship without loyalty. The proposal that all the Israelis associate with him is that all Israeli citizens, whether Jews or not Jews, should be made to swear an oath of loyalty to Israel as a Jewish state. And that if they weren't prepared to do that, and this was seen very much as being aimed at the non-Jewish Arab minority in in Israel, which is about 20% of the population, if they refused to swear such an oath of loyalty, they wouldn't be allowed to vote, they wouldn't be considered as citizens of Israel. Now, that's a very controversial proposal. Some people described it almost as a fascistic proposal, but he did make a lot of running. People who were traditional Likud supporters moved towards him. A lot of young voters moved towards him. He's seen as a fresh face. He's seen as somebody who says what he means and who is a strong man. I don't know whether he's going to be in government, though. He has been in government before. Don't forget that. He resigned because he didn't like the idea of withdrawing from Gaza. But he is very much the kingmaker at the moment.
Finally, Robin, is there a message here? And I'm wondering if there's a particular individual who may have the message for Barack Obama, which is poised, the U.S. administration is poised to get more involved in the peace process. Is there a partner here for the new Obama administration? Quickly before we go.
The conventional wisdom in Israel is that the Obama administration privately would much rather deal with Tzipi Livni than with Bibi Netanyahu. Under the Clinton administration, when Mr. Netanyahu was prime minister before, they didn't get on terribly well, but they're just going to have to wait and see. Barack Obama's just going to have to wait and see what happens here.
Now, they're still counting the votes in Israel. Robin Lustig is helping us to count the Knesset seats as Israel sets out on a path to form a new government. Robin Lustig, BBC host of NewsHour, joining us from Jerusalem. Thank you, Robin.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.